Welcome back. Thank you for joining me on this stained glass spirituality fun fest. The world is changing. Why don't you? Building confidence and managing yourself. That is quite the feat. Very, very few people succeed in life or business without some degree of confidence. Yet, everyone from young people to old has moments or days or months or even years when they are unsure. Unsure of their ability to attack challenges. No one is immune to these bouts of insecurity, but they do not have to hold you back. Experts say that confidence equals security equals positive emotional equals better performance. Insecurity plagues consciously or subconsciously every single human being. Overcoming this self-doubt starts with honesty and honestly assessing your abilities and your shortcomings, and then getting comfortable enough to capitalize on them and correct them. Prepare, you know, back in the day, the orchestra teacher was right. Practice does make perfect. If you want to be a concert violinist, you must practice. And the best way to build up confidence in a given area is to invest energy in it and work hard at it. Work hard. Many people give up when they think they are not good at a particular job or task. They just assume that the exertion is fruitless and give up. If you are unsure about your ability to do something, to speak in front of a large audience, to start a podcast or YouTube channel, negotiate with a partner, whatever it will be, first start by trying out safe skills or your skills in a safe setting. Practice can be useful and is highly recommended because in addition to building confidence, it also tends to improve quality. I will redo my podcasts till I feel comfortable so I don't sound like a dork. I'll do it over and over and then I'll publish the one that hits closest to my heart. A degree of confidence, specifically confidence in your ability to learn, is required to be willing to admit that you need guidance or support. On the flip side, don't let modesty hold you back, because if you got it, freaking flaunt it, because people often get too wrapped up in what others think or what others will think and to focus on what they have to offer. When you realize your value to others, confidence is no longer about self-promotion. Confidence is no longer the right word. It is about purpose. Instead of agonizing what others may think of you or your work, concentrate on the unique perspective you bring to the world, to the universe. Get feedback when you need it. While you don't want to completely rely on others' opinions to boost your ego, validation can also be very effective in building confidence. Ask someone who cares about your development as well as the quality of your performance to tell you what they think. Be sure to pick people whose feedback will be entirely truthful when performance appraisals are only positive. We stop trusting them and then use any genuinely positive commentary you get as a talisman. You're doing great. People love you. Don't change. We're glad to have you on this team. Thanks for being here. We love you. And then use any genuine positive commentary you get as a talisman to keep being the best you that you are. You are the hero in your story. You are the superhero. You are the warrior. You are the survivor. Also remember, some people need more support than others, so don't be shy about asking for it. It's completely okay if you need praise, but it is risky business when playing to your strengths is Playing to your strengths is a smart tactic, but not if it means you hesitate to take on any new challenges. Many people don't know what they're capable of until they are truly tested. Try things you don't think you can do. Failure can be very useful for building confidence. And of course, this is it's so often easier said than done. Failure is useful for building confidence. It feels bad to not be good at something, but there's a leap of faith with getting better at anything. But don't assume that you should feel good all the time. In fact, stressing yourself is only the way to grow. Enlisting help from others can make this easier. And what I've learned that the principles to remember are to be honest with yourself about what you know and what you still need to learn. And do practice things that you're unsure about. Do embrace new opportunities to prove that you can do difficult things. And don't excessively focus on whether or not you have the ability. Think instead about the value you provide to others, to the universe, and don't hesitate to ask for validation. Don't hesitate to ask for external validation if you need it. Don't worry about what others think and focus on yourself, not a theoretical and judgmental office. Focus on yourself. Take care of you. I love you. You love you. Thank you, universe, God, spirits, angels, guides. Grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference between right and wrong, as well as love and hate, to live every day like it may be my last, and enjoying one moment at a time. Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Until we meet again.